You must be finding all this rather odd, Mrs. Saunders.
Rather odd is an understatement, I said frankly. How do you know my name? Were you looking for me, sir?
Yes,
said my unexpected visitor in a deep and extremely pleasant voice.
I was. Allow me to introduce myself, Mum. I am the Earl of Saville, and I must hasten to assure you that when I set out this morning, I had no intention of placing any demands upon your hospitality. As I indicated earlier, I had expected to find accommodations at the Red Lion.
The Earl of Saville. The shock of hearing that name almost caused me to miss the rest of his polite little speech. What can Saville want with me? I was grateful for the dark in the carriage house. It hid the look of terror that I was certain had flashed across my face. Nicky asked,
If you really are an earl, then why were you the one driving the coach?
Poor Grove was in danger of getting frostbite, so I took a turn,
came the disarming answer. Once more, the earl looked at me.
Dare I hope that you have stabling for my animals, Mrs. Saunders?
My body was rigid with fear. I drew a long, unsteady breath and pressed two thickly gloved fingers against my forehead. Let me think for a minute, I said, trying to force my brain to function.
Two of our stalls are empty, Mama, Nicky said helpfully.
I came to the unwelcome conclusion that I would have to offer Saville shelter. Much as I wanted to do so, I could not throw him back out into the storm. I suppose I can open up two more stalls if I put my ponies at the end of the aisle behind a rope, I said to the earl curtly. If you will unharness these poor beasts, I will endeavour to create some room for them. The Earl of Saville appeared not to notice my inhospitable manner.
You are very good, he said.
He had stripped off his gloves and was blowing on his hands. I left him to his job as Nicky and I once more fought our way out into the blizzard. Settling the horses proved to be little trouble. My groom, Tim Haynes, had mucked out all the stalls before he had gone home a few hours earlier, so Nicky and I had only a little picking out to do. I moved the ponies, put fresh straw in the four empty stalls, and when the men came in leading the tired carriage horses, I had a place to put them. My horses lifted their heads from the hay I had just given them to watch the arrival of the newcomers, then went back to the main business of their lives. The two ponies I had put together in a straw-bedded area at the end of the aisle were exploring their new home with a succession of enthusiastic snorts. God knows what mischief they will get into, I said to Nicky, as Fancy poked her nose inquisitively over the rope that I hoped would keep her from roaming the aisle. Are you certain there is no tack around for them to chew on?
I didn't see any, Mama, and I looked.
Very well, then let us return to the house. I looked up at the man who was standing next to me and asked shortly, Have you eaten? He began to rebutton his greatcoat.
Not since breakfast, Mrs. Saunders.
You must be hungry then, I said.
I rather fear that I am, he replied apologetically.
I pulled my muffler up over my face, shoved Nicky's hat back down over his ears, and said to the men, Come along then. We ducked out once more into the snow. Mrs. McIntosh must have been looking out the window for us because she opened the door before I had a chance even to lay a finger on the latch.
Get you on in here, lassie, before you turn into a block of ice, she said. Master Nicky, take off that coat and hat and leave them right here at the door.
The four of us stamped our feet to knock away the snow before we entered the dark, shabby front hall of my rented house. Mrs. McIntosh regarded with curiosity the two men who accompanied me and said,
Did you lose your way in the snow, gentlemen?
Saville removed his hat and looked down at the small Scotswoman who did not stand as high as the top button on his coat.
I beg your pardon for this invasion, Mum, he said. But I was planning to put up at the Red Lion and discovered too late, alas, that it no longer exists.
My lord, this is my housekeeper, Mrs. McIntosh, I said woodenly. Mrs. McIntosh, the Earl of Saville and his coachman, Mr. Grove, will be staying with us for the night. Mrs. McIntosh